now. A family firm is celebrating 100 years in the bus business. Hornsby's Buses, based in Scunthorpe, was started in 1914 by brothers Arthur and Joseph Hornsby and is still going strong a century later. James Pycos has been to meet the current manager, Nicholas Hornsby.
On his desk in front of me is a picture of their very first two buses. I presume almost charabancs these are. Yes. Nicholas, tell me about these and where this scene is.
Well, charabanc is it's a French word, actually, meaning row of seats. And so that's how the charabanc came to be. And the picture is actually at the top of the A18 at what's now Forest Pines. And it's on a bit of a dirt road, looks like a cart track. And the two buses are there. They were on a Whit Monday 1919 outing to Cleethorpes, and the first driver is my grandfather, who founded the business with my great-grandfather. And as you can see, both buses are fully loaded. I think there's quite a lot more people on board than seats, and off they were for a day trip to Cleethorpes.
Wonderful. You're celebrating 100 years of business this year. What does it feel like to be at the helm of a family business and all those people ahead of you, all those descendants, your grandfather, your great-grandfather, a big legacy there?
Yeah, it is a big legacy. And, you know, the business doesn't allow us to look backwards too much. And it's last year I started making the plans for this centenary, and I knew a lot of the history, but we've been collating it together for a book. And it actually feels now really special to be at the 100th year and at the helm of this 100th year. Yeah, it's quite something, but we don't look backwards too much.
There's no time to, is there?
There really isn't time to, and now it is quite something.
Now, it's when you look at those old charabancs and how things have changed, the modern buses you run in your depot today, you realise just how much things have changed. Not least from, you were mentioning, the old yellow paint, the old livery.
Yeah. Early days, my grandfather bought a lot of yellow paint cheap from somewhere and decided to paint the buses then yellow. And we were at that time called Primrose Motors because it was very fashionable to call your buses after flowers. So we became Primrose for nearly 30 years. But big part of our work was, an important part of work was doing funerals, and funerals didn't much like yellow buses turning up. So the yellow buses sort of went into the distance, and so did the name Primrose, because people called us Hornsby's anyway. So then we became Hornsby's.
And you've remained ever since. Now tell us about the exhibition that's taking place at the Scunthorpe Museum, North Lincolnshire Museum.
The exhibition, I went to the museum last March and mooted the idea with them, and they thought it was interesting. And together we've developed this idea, but it's not just about the family bus business and the family and running buses, but it's about the social history of the town, because the two go together. For instance, working men's clubs back in the 50s and 60s and 70s were really strong, and they could clear out Ashby on a day when they went to the seaside and 20 buses rode up to take everybody out. Shopkeepers didn't much like it because the town was a ghost town for that day. So, you know, certain things like that are in the exhibition, and the explanation of how people have their trends of how they travel have changed and how that has affected the way that the bus business operates and moves and flexes.
Reporter James Pycos celebrating 100 years of Scunthorpe's Hornsby's buses with manager Nicholas Hornsby. Must have been quite a sight, an entourage of yellow buses at a funeral. So whether you rode in a yellow bus cavalcade or have strong memories of your first ever ride on a bus, I'd like to hear your story.